This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Hi, y'all. I'm Pamela Pupkin, and you're about to do Pamela Pupkin's Halloween workout. Woo! This is Alan. All right, come on. Shake off the Skittles, shake off the Reese's, shake off those candy corns. Now ride the witch's broom. Ride the witch's broom. Ride the witch's broom. Ride the witch's broom. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Squash Satan, kick him in the crotch. Kick that Satan in the crotch.
This is live from Bar Bingo last
night. Right?
Yeah.
We had our very own Pamela Pumpkin in the house. She's fun. I like her. Yeah.
Hey, Spadil. Jamie and I need to apologize to you.
For what?
Well, I haven't ran this by Jamie this morning, but she'll remember once I mention it.
Okay.
So yesterday we get on stage. When I first took the stage last night, this was before Jamie came down, okay?
Okay.
There was a terrible odor.
Oh!
Hang on, Jamie.
Hang on. And you assumed it was me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought your IBS had kicked in again.
Oh.
And so as soon as I got on stage last night for Bar Bingo,
he actually dismissed me and said it was you.
Wow.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jamie came to the
stage. Because I was super worried. There was a gas leak. It was a gas leak.
Yeah.
You know, because it has, if you guys don't know this, natural gas, they have to add the smell, which is like rotten eggs. They add it to gas so people know when there's a leak.
Yeah.
Well, that was so obvious. It was so obvious. And then I'm like, BJ, this is a dangerous situation. Like, we really need to think about this and what we're doing, because my eyes are starting to water. And he literally, like, just acted like I was the stupidest bitch on the planet. And he's like, damn it, Jamie, it's Schmidil. You know it is. It's IBS.
Yeah, I even went over to the boss and I said, you got to do something with Schmidil, man. I'm in the stage. I can't even stand up there, man. My eyes are watering. I can't even take
God.
This. He said, what are you talking about? I said, Schmidil. I said, go up there and sniff. I said, it's crazy. So I apologize, Ben.
Thank you.
Turned out it was a big gas, I guess, from some piece of equipment they had or something.
Yeah, there's like a refinery thing behind him.
Something like that. It wasn't you.
I even put on some stuff to, like, smell better last night.
Like cologne?
Like what is it?
It's a deodorant that has like a, it's supposed to smell like leather.
Like Axe?
Yeah. Well, no. Mando.
You said that like you've never used it before.
I know, right? Yeah. Like, I bought some of that stuff. I don't know what it does.
Put on the fresh sport.
Oh, my God.
I found it in my uncle's medicine cabinet.
Yeah, right?
I don't know what it is. It's some stuff.
I don't know what it does.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you are wearing deodorant now, right?
Yes.
Okay, because we had a little discussion about the smelling thing happening, and it was unbearable sometimes in this room because he didn't believe in deodorant because it has aluminum in it or whatever. Well, now they make a ton of, mostly all of it has aluminum taken out now. It says aluminum free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I would say what, the last 2 years you've been wearing it? Probably?
Maybe like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, look, nobody wants to smell my feet.
Yeah, no, it is true. No one wants to smell BO. I just didn't want cancer from aluminum in my deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, good talk.
Well, all right. Now, I want to get to something else, too, with you. All right. From Bar Bingo last night, and that's the girl. The girl.
Yeah, Liz.
Yeah, man, she was cute.
Now, she's hot.
How did this start? Did you get on stage, Jamie,
no,
and mention Spadil that he needs...
No, Spadil told me.
What did he say?
He's like, this girl, Liz, she's like, hey, we should go out or something.
Oh, so she hit on you and you relayed that on to Jamie.
Yeah.
And that's how all this started
out? As soon as she got to Bar Bingo, she beelined to me and was like, hey, Schmidl, I want to give you my phone number. And I was like, oh, okay. Wow. And then I was like so taken aback that I was like just sitting there waiting for her to give me her phone number. And then she kind of like walked off to go get drinks. And this lady who was standing next to me was like, why the hell didn't you like ask her for her phone number? She was trying to give you her phone number. And I was like, I was just waiting. So I thought
he's
that she
got
would
no game.
Yeah, give it to me. Zero. Yeah. And she's like, you need to go find that girl right now. So then I went and found her and got her
phone
number.
Oh, good. I'm glad that girl was, you know what? That was like a little bit of Jesus intervention right there.
She's like a mediator. Yeah.
Is this before your public display of affection there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I told Jamie that she
people don't know about
me.
This.
Okay. Yeah. So here's what happened. Okay. So he tells Jamie. Jamie goes on the microphone and calls out Liz. Where's Liz? What's going on with Liz? So Liz comes up to the stage area, and then Schmidl goes around down to the floor area where Liz is, and man, does she assault you.
Yeah, she grabbed him right away.
Oh, yeah, they just macked out.
Yeah.
She pulled the RFK Jr., man, right there on the floor with you.
I don't know what that means, but all I know is that you guys macked out, and you were into it, too.
Oh, yeah, she's hot. She's a good kisser, too.
Yeah, good kisser. Man, you guys wouldn't stop. It got uncomfortable for there.
Bar Bingo got a show.
Yeah, it did. Man. This might be the connection we needed.
Yeah, that was some game. And then she texted you last night at midnight?
Yeah, she just texted me, hi.
You should have wrote back, yes.
Yeah. Well,
so right.
When I was leaving, I asked her if she was still there. I just texted her, like, hey, are you still here? Because I wanted to talk to her. And then she just didn't respond. But then at midnight, she texts, hi.
Yeah. But you were already roofied, supposedly. Oh, yeah. And so you were passed out.
Yeah, I was way passed out.
Schmidl thinks he got roofied last night or something because somebody gave him a shot.
Well, he was walking up to give you a shot, if you remember.
And I said, no, I don't do shots.
Yeah, and then he kept coming up, and I was like, no, dude, like, you can't come up to the stage. I'm sorry. And then I felt bad for him, so I took the shot that he bought for you.
It was a sympathy shot.
Yeah. And it was Jägermeister, so I feel awful this
morning.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Straight Jäger? No way. You could pay me to take that.
Was it cold at least?
It was cold.
Okay.
But I didn't have like a chaser or anything.
God, I hate that. I even hate the smell of that crap.
Yeah.
That is just nasty.
You're doing Jaeger. You're kissing on Liz.
I know. What is happening?
Night you
my
have.
God.
It's a crazy
Dude.
Night for me.
No more Bar Bingo
oh,
for you.
My God.
We need to have more of them up north because that was awesome.
You're out of control, dude. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Don't forget. Alice in Winterland tickets coming up at 7:30.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, you mentioned that you didn't know the story would have made that RFK reference.
Yeah,
that RFK
I know what that
Jr.
Meant. Yeah, I don't know what
well,
that meant.
Well, it came out yesterday that he's had multiple affairs on his wife, Cheryl Hines.
I love Cheryl Hines.
Yeah, I know you do.
You know, we did an event together for the Arthritis Foundation.
No kidding.
Yeah, she's so nice.
You know her?
Yeah, she's just so nice. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out in the Hollywood that can be just jerks and like, don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
And she was really at the height of Curb Your Enthusiasm and the nicest girl you'll ever meet.
She's pretty too.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She
she's
is.
So petite.
Is she?
Yeah, she really is. She's
all right,
cute.
Well, it came out yesterday that he had this anti-vax group. It was anti-vax for the COVID vaccine. And that there were a lot of women that attended this group and that he was with a bunch of the women.
A bunch?
Well, several. Yeah, it's several.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of this.
Yeah, they're saying that, well, it came out yesterday. There's the story. It says RFK Jr. had multiple affairs with women from the anti-vax group. Bombshell report claims, as friends say, that Cheryl Hines is set to divorce the cheating husband.
Oof.
Now, I don't know if this is allegations to do with an upcoming election or whatever, and it doesn't appear that it's anything illegal, that he didn't do, you know, groping or assault or anything like that, that it was all consensual.
Yeah.
It's just that he had affairs within this group, the anti-vax group.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It happens, unfortunately.
Sometimes you get yourself into some problems.
No, I mean, that sucks. I mean, it just sucks because I really like her, but Yeah.
I think his motto was, don't take the shot, but take this.
Were you waiting for that? Is that why you told the whole long-ass story?
No, I just thought of it. Just came to mind. You know how I am. I'm a quick thinker.
You really are. You really are. Gotta be quick.
Gotta be quick.
Gotta be quick.
But look at his physique. Is oh, wow. Guy, he's, does he he's look ripped. Good or what?
Yeah, he does.
Man, this guy.
I feel like that's an injector right there. I know he doesn't take the virus, but it looks like, yeah, that's not a normal physique for, how old is he? Like 80?
He's 60, what, four? Something like
70.
That? Is he
70?
No, that's 70 years old.
No, that's some stuff.
Man, he looks a lot like me.
Well, I only say that because Danny Bonaducci, who I used to work with, he used to get this shot. I forgot what it's called, but it's some shot. It wasn't steroids, but it was something else. And they told him, it was like human growth hormones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. So he got those. And dude, that guy, and I don't even want to say this about him, but he got shredded.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
He was on a couple, like a reality show, and I remember watching him, and I was like, what is it? Like, he's got to be on something because he was jacked.
So he was on this human growth hormone. The only thing that they told him is if there's any pre-existing tumors in your body that, you know, they can't see or whatever, they will grow as well. Mm-hmm. Not only will your muscle mass grow, but anything that if you have a growth of any kind, it will grow. And I'm kind of wondering, remember how he got really sick?
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering, and they didn't know what it was, if that was part of that.
Could have been.
I think you pay for something like that down the road.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
But if he's 70 years old, RFK Jr. is ripped, man. They've got a picture of him with his shirt off.
TRT?
Yeah. So he takes testosterone. I just Googled it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
RFK does?
Yeah, he takes testosterone. Testosterone replacement therapy.
Yeah. I think I'll start taking it. If I look like this.
Right?
Yeah.
You should. I mean, man, if you start looking like that, I might look twice at you.
Yeah. I think you already do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, sure.
I needed that.
BJ and Jamie.
I got a story here that I thought of you, Jamie. And the
was
reason.
Was it about supermodels?
No, not about supermodels. You want to guess again?
No, I don't.
Well, it's about you taking your cans out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, you forgot?
Yeah, today's the day.
Oh, son of a gun. Yeah, Thursday's your day to take your cans out.
Oh, my God. Well, it was such a long night last night. Yeah. I don't even, whatever. Okay, what? And a shout out to my Uber driver, Alex. You're a good guy.
Yeah, and you have nobody at home to call anymore. Normally, when you forgot to bring the cans out, you could call Ralphie.
Yeah,
and say, Ralphie, get your butt out of bed. Yeah. Get out to get the cans out right now.
Yeah.
But you don't have that anymore with him going off to college. No, there's a story this morning of a guy.
My neighbor has my code. I mean, I could technically ask him, and I know he would do it, but...
A little late, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, what?
All right. So you take the cans out on Thursday, and you always come in on Thursdays a little terrified that you could have ran into a wild animal.
I always feel like a mountain lion is, because where I live, it's very dense with trees. I mean, it's really crazy. Yep. And so I always feel like a mountain lion is staring at me.
That's why I thought of you when I saw this story. Oh. A man kills a mountain lion with a shovel.
Whoa.
Can
with
you
a
imagine?
Shovel?
Uh-huh.
That would
fight?
Take a lot.
Oh, here's the story.
A man is claiming self-defense as Colorado Parks and Wildlife investigates the killing of a mountain
lion. Right here in Colorado, by the way. All right.
Mountain lion near Canyon City. Last Thursday, CPW officers responded to a report.
On a Thursday? I wonder if he was
Why
taking out his
doing
cans.
This to me?
No,
listen.
Just say
okay, first
it.
Of all,
a mountain lion in Colorado on a Thursday, Jamie. It's adding up.
But you know how, like, we told that one story about airbags blowing up, and then I, for like a year, I drove way far back from the. From the steering wheel, like I pointed my toe to push the gas. This is what you're doing to me. Look, again, I'm already freaked out that there's mountain lions, because there are.
Not my fault. I had no idea that it was on a Thursday. I had no idea that it was at the end of his driveway taking out the cans.
Really?
I had no idea. I had no idea on any of this. I didn't know it was in Colorado. I had no idea. It was just down the street from your house. I had no idea.
But you thought of me.
A man is claiming self-defense as Colorado Parks and Wildlife investigates the killing of a mountain lion near Canyon City. Last Thursday, CPW officers responded to a report of an aggressive mountain lion that was killed with a shovel. They found the lion dead on the hood of a Jeep in a campground. Well, the man told authorities that he was sitting near his vehicle with his dog when a mountain lion approached. Once the lion got within 10 feet, he says that he hit the lion with a shovel on the head, which then killed it. Well, the inspection revealed some injuries are inconsistent with the man's story, and CPW was investigating the incident.
Wait a minute. Why do you have to prove that it was self-defense? If a mountain lion is within 10 feet, that's enough to tell me that you got to defend yourself.
There's a lot of fishiness here.
What?
First of all, if I kill a mountain lion, I'm going to call CPW, right?
Like right away.
Right away. And then secondly, they drove through the campground and saw the mountain lion dead on it, on his hood. That's weird.
Why?
Because he didn't go and tell somebody?
And also to pick it up and put it on your hood.
On your hood?
That's weird, too. I would never touch it.
I don't know. I think if you're out in the middle of
nowhere. I wouldn't pick him up either.
If you're in a neighborhood,
why would you put him on your hood?
I could see that. But if you're out in the middle of nowhere.
But he wasn't because they found him, obviously. And it's a campground. They said it was a campground,
yeah.
Number one. Number two is, why would you pick him up and put him on your hood?
Maybe you're going to take it home and eat it.
No, you're not. It's spoiled by then.
No, and also, you don't know if it's sleeping. You don't know if it's actually dead.
Yeah, Carson, like, what if it wakes up?
Yeah, it could be
you
concussed.
Admitted here in the studio yesterday that you've had mountain lion nuggets.
I have, and
see?
Tastes like Chick-fil-A.
So maybe, what does that have to do with the price of gas?
At the house. Maybe he threw it on the car to take it home. Maybe he's one of those people that eat roadkill.
First, he's going to have cat jerky because he's got to dehydrate it.
I don't know.
It just sounds suspicious. I'm
with
them.
It is weird
yeah.
that you would pick it up, though, and put it on your
hood. Well, obviously, they think it's suspicious, too, because he said he hit it with the shovel, and they're saying there's other injuries on the cat, so it doesn't line up.
And that'd have to be a pretty good shot to get him once on the head.
And, yeah, right? And I'm with you. I would think, like, oh, I just knocked him out. He's going to wake back up.
Yeah, I would get out of there.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Nope, not today. I'm not going to put him on my hood as an ornament.
Just be careful, Jamie.
I will.
Will you take out the cans on a Thursday?
I feel like I make enough noise that even if he's staring at me, he's not going to. Because I'm so weird, you guys. So I keep hitting my unlock button the whole time while I'm doing it. So the lights go beep, 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 beep.
No kidding. Let's just pretend, though. All right. Let's pretend that this guy got in a fight with a mountain lion with a shovel. Is that crazy? What a scary scenario. Because I can't even imagine being in a fight with a dog with a shovel. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that dog.
Yeah.
They can get around it.
That dog's gonna win.
Yeah.
I'm not that good with a shovel. All right. But a mountain lion? That thing's 100 times worse.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. All right. Well. Anyway. Thanks for the story.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. I'm always looking for stories, man. You know me. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Oh, next, we have tickets. Alice in Winterland. Benson Boone concert. Another act to be named later. We'll give away those tickets right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
BJ thinks I'm crazy, which I am crazy, and that's okay. I'm just different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just different.
Crazy.
I'm different. I'm not ordinary. Crazy. I'm not boring. I'm just different, right?
Yeah.
I bought all this stuff. My sister's coming out to the cabin today with her boyfriend, and we're going to go gold panning, but it's going to be cold, right? And so we usually sit in chairs, have a cocktail, and then pan for gold, right? Yeah. But it's chilly.
And 66 degrees in that cold water. It's cold.
It is cold, right?
It's cold.
It's cold. Yeah. So I bought waders for us, like, you know, that you put over your clothes so you won't get wet, so we can still sit in the chairs. But I also bought gloves that go from your fingertips all the way up to your shoulder. So when we pick up the rocks out of the water to look for gold, our hands don't get cold. I think I'm neat.
Yeah. And she's got them arriving this morning between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m.
I do.
That's what's wacky.
So crazy.
Yeah, like, that's the part that's wacky, right?
Oh, my God. Again, if these people that deliver at that hour of the morning just knew what they were delivering,
I know.
They'd be like, really?
I got up for this.
Really? Yeah. Waiters?
I can't believe it's been so hot now today when she's coming out there to Gold Pan. It's going to be cold.
And then on the weekend, it's going to be up gonna back
be hot
to
again.
90.
I know. Well, anyway, it's going to be fun. All right. Schmidl walks in and he says, oh my God, I got this audio about Will Smith farting. And I was like, great. So here it is.
Will Smith is a farter. It's just some people aren't. And you really don't want to be inside a very small hermetically sealed space with a Will Smith fart. You don't even want to be sitting next to him at the Disney Ranch.
When you release them from the space chamber, did the stench emit out? Like, were you able to smell it?
We evacuated the stage for about 3 hours, and
that's incredible.
No, he's, you know, lovely guy. Just he farts.
3 hours. You know what, though? I will tell you, one time, Jay Moore, mm-hmm. he farted in our studio, and it was so disgusting that we were all dry heaving, and we had to get out of there. It was so nasty.
That's on another level. Oh. You have to evacuate.
Oh, my God. Well, people go on those protein diets, all protein diets, and that, oh, my God, yeah. It was bad. By the way, I just read that Jay Moore, who is married to my former friend, Jeannie Buss, who owns the Lakers, I just read that they live in a high-rise, and she has the penthouse at level 3, and he has the penthouse at level 1.
She's notorious for this, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. the guy she dated beforehand, that Phil Jackson guy.
They lived right next door to each other.
He was the basketball coach, right?
Yeah.
For the LA Lakers. Well, they were dating, and they had houses next to each other.
Yeah, they lived in Playa del Rey, and they had mansions right next to each other, but they didn't live together.
Is it that she can't stand them, or they can't stand her? It's got to be one of the two.
I think what it is with her is that she's so independent. She doesn't want anybody to, like, control her or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
She just takes you in, like, little... She said it's perfect for marriage. Because, you know, guys are gross.
Yeah.
I mean, especially Jay. He farts so bad we had to leave the studio. So maybe that's it. Don't you think that would kind of be great? Like, you're on floor 1, she's on floor 3. Oh. You just take the elevator down just to, like, cuddle and watch movies.
No socks all over the ground. Be great.
You especially.
My place yeah. would be pristine.
Yeah. Yeah, Carson, especially since he has OCD, you know he would love that.
Yeah, but it would still drive you nuts that her space is not pristine.
Yeah, but at least I can leave.
Yeah, or she can just come down and see you. Yeah. So. It's a lot of work to live with somebody. You know, I mean, oh my God. They're just there, like around. And you can even like hear them breathe from the other room. You're like, is that him breathing? Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. The other thing is that Mariah Carey just showed us a video where she's on a private jet. Okay. And she wants us to know she isn't ready for Christmas. Number 2.
No kidding. Yep. Wow.
Shut up. Oh, no kidding. Wow.
This is your captain speaking.
I care.
Welcome aboard, Mariah. We are headed to the North Pole.
Not yet. Sorry.
Wait, let's hear that again. Okay, hold on. She's on a private jet. Here we go.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard, Mariah. We are headed to the North Pole.
Not yet. Sorry.
She sounds wasted.
She does. I bet she is. She's hammered.
I know, right? She's always with champagne
Look,
in her
every
hand.
Every time Christmas comes around, she makes about $600 million a year. Right? I think she's ready for it.
I know. My God. Every day is Christmas
they're
for
saying
her.
She has money problems right now. She can't have money problems.
There's no way.
Well, she remortgaged that house. Remember up in New York last week? She remortgaged the house, and I guess it was like $20 million, and she financed like $19 million of it.
Wow.
And they're saying that she's in a crunch. It was a refinance. It wasn't even a house that she bought. It was a refinance of something she already owns.
That's bizarre.
They're saying she's worth $350 million.
That's what I thought.
So you got money problems, huh?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, anyway. She makes about that amount every year.
She makes a huge check, especially during Christmas time, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that she makes about $3 million every single year from that song. Just that song.
But she does live a lifestyle that I bet you costs $10 million a year.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, think about it. A private jet one way is just like, what, $55,000?
And you know,
just her, to go to here to Florida?
Her team's probably massive, just as big as J-Lo's probably.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you can run out of money.
Yep. No kidding. Let's see here. Who's Chris Todd?
I don't know who he is. I just grabbed that audio because you asked me to grab it. It was the book guy.
What?
He wrote a book about Kim Porter. And
oh, he's the, I know who he is now. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry. I didn't have the news. So Chris Todd is the author of that Kim Porter book. Okay. And here's what he had to say. Number four.
Kim Porter's children, as well as Diddy himself through his lawyer, have dismissed the book as an attempt to capitalize on her death. How do you respond to these criticisms?
Are they going to make comments about the victims of Sean Combs, or are they just going to focus on trying to call the memoir fake? Let's see their statement about all the victims. There's going to be 50 new ones coming out. I'd like to see them make statements about that before we start responding to what Kim did. I've done a lot of cases. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff of parents, sisters, brothers, kids. I've seen things that'll make your head spin backwards, okay? So we have to kind of just ride it out, see what happens, okay? Other people are starting to come forward already. They're already starting to corroborate, and some people are denying. We know that. It's not my first rodeo, it's not my first book. I already know what's coming. I already knew the family would say that, okay? So I respect them. If they want to talk to me, then have a conversation with me. It's not a money grab. These people have 20 times more money than I do. No one can say, like, money grab. Hollywood already owes me, like, $20 million.
So here's what happened. He wrote this tell-all book about Kim Porter, and Amazon removed it. They said, I guess, that they had questions about it, so they removed it.
And the kids came out, too. If you remember, last week or 10 days ago, the kids came out. P. Diddy's kids with Kim, a couple maybe aren't with Kim, but they came out and said that all the stuff that this guy had in this book was not true, and that she never endorsed it or anything of that nature. So I don't know what's going on with this guy.
Federal authorities are seeing an uptick in accusers coming forward with more allegations ever since Sean Diddy Combs was thrown in jail. More victims and witnesses are stepping up because they feel less intimidated now that Diddy is behind bars. And I'm telling you, I pretty much believe everybody that's coming forward because it went on for years.
Oh, I agree.
There's going to be 1,000 people.
Yeah, there is.
I'm not going to even be shocked.
He'll never get out of jail. And again, I'll say it. This list that this lawyer's talking about that's going to come forward one day, that they're going to reveal all these celebs, all these politicians, it's never going to happen. We've been teased about this with Epstein. We've been teased about this with Weinstein. Everybody. And it never happens.
There's a comedian that just came out. I forgot his name. But he said that he went to one of those parties, and he said it was bizarre because he was in, I think, I don't know where he was, Miami. And he said it was like a five-story mansion, and every story got weirder and weirder and weirder.
The higher you got.
I got to tell you. And the white party is different from the freak-offs.
Correct.
Okay? The white party was more civil. Okay?
Right. It was a celebrity get-together. Yeah.
Then it got ugly after 2 a.m., all right? But there's a guy that's come forward. He's 30 years old now. His name is Justin. He went to a white party. His mom took him when he was 6 years old. And he talks about being in the pool with boobies. It's a great read. It's in the news this morning. This guy is spilling the beans on what it was like. He said he didn't know what the booby thing. He was a little confused.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then the mom is in the article also, and she talks about how she couldn't make a decision if this was appropriate or not for her six-year-old to be in the pool with these naked women.
That's a mom that just wanted to go to the party. She did not care about the kid at all.
Couldn't find a sitter.
Yeah.
That woman is like 60 years old and an influencer.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just wanted to be at the party. They're also saying, I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe you could look it up, Carson, and see if you see it. But they're saying that Diddy, I just got somebody just sent this to me, that Diddy is in solitary confinement now, and that he's refusing to eat again, and that he's sleeping on the floor, and he doesn't have any windows in his cell. So I don't know if it's true or not, but we knew that he was already being protected, right, from the other inmates and stuff.
Yeah, I am seeing that. And it says, this headline says, inside Diddy's just pure hell. Horrible jail experience.
Well, good.
Well, you're in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am seeing that.
Although
right
Martha
now.
Stewart had a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she like had robicizing and stuff. Was a good one.
Yeah, but things have changed.
Yeah, he's in the hardcore one, that's for sure. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.